When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Ruth Major from the Major Law Firm's on a phone line. Hi, Ruth. It's John Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Here's the question from one of our listeners. If you got an opportunity, John, I've got a question. I work for a large company with 5 years of continued full-time employment. The company is cutting full-time employees from 40 hours a week to 20 hours a week. Would someone in this scenario be eligible for partial unemployment benefits? Asking for a friend, says Joe.
So, we had spoken last week. It's an excellent question. We'd spoken last week about how if the employer reduces your compensation by 25% or more, that would provide justification for leaving your employment. So that's one option, and collecting unemployment. The second question, though, here, though, is more aimed at if you keep working and you're working, 20 hours instead of 40 hours a week, can you collect your pay and collect your unemployment? And that will depend on whether or not your salary with the 20 hours goes below the $470. It's roughly $470 a week that you get in unemployment. In the pay period, and I think we figured it out about $24,000 a year. If it goes below, if your pay goes below that amount, then you can collect unemployment, but you only collect the differential. So let's say your pay with the 20 hours goes to $400, you would get $70. But with the stimulus package, you'd get the $70 plus the $600, because with the stimulus, once you become eligible for unemployment compensation, and the government hasn't said that it has to be the full amount, so if you're eligible, as I read it, for any of the unemployment compensation, you'd also become eligible for the $600.
If the difference were $1, you might say, well, shoot, I'll keep working. But if it's $1, you also get the $600. You get $601. So that's
kind of an interesting
conundrum for people. But back to the first point you made, you said that if you fall below 25% of your previous income, then you would quit your job. Would you quit your job? You've not been fired, but your income's going to fall 25% to get the unemployment benefits because of COVID. If I'm below 25% of my previous year's income, can I just apply for the difference, or do I have to quit my job? I haven't been fired. I'm just making a lot less.
Okay. So if you can continue to work at your job at the 20 hours per week, and collect unemployment plus the $600, if your pay, the 20 hours a week pay, is below what your unemployment compensation payment would be, okay?
Yeah.
So it all depends on what your unemployment compensation would be. So if you are, if your pay is less than what it is less and makes you eligible, then you can collect the unemployment. And you can, and you get the $600. But if you don't qualify for unemployment with your part-time pay, then you don't get any money at all. So it's all going to depend on whether the reduction. So, for example, if you're making $200,000 a year and your pay goes down to $100,000, you're not going to be eligible for unemployment, even though your pay has gone down by half.
And the threshold to qualify is how much again?
So it's $471. It's approximately $470 a week.
I thought that they were calculating it based on annual earnings of around $52,000. You're making it sound less.
So this is what happened. The $52,000 is the maximum that you can get with the unemployment and the $600, the $600 payment. That comes out to be about $52,000 a year.
Got it. Okay, so then, I'm sorry, I don't mean to make this more confusing. I don't want to confuse anybody here with my own ignorance, but so if I earn less than that $52,000 a year, then I can apply for unemployment compensation? No, that's not right.
Well, yeah, I know it is very confusing. Okay, I mean, I'll just say that right out of the box. To qualify for unemployment, you have to be earning less than the $470 maximum payment that you can get. So you have to be earning less than that, and then you become eligible. So whatever the eligibility amount is for unemployment, if yeah. you're making less than that,
yeah.
you can get unemployment even if you're working 20 hours a week.
Right.
So the question is just what your income is. And if you would get more money, you know, it's less than what you would get from unemployment, then you become eligible.
Right.
And once you become eligible based on that amount, right now you get an additional $600.
And you can't be earning via unemployment benefits more than $52,000 a year. 773 said, John, I just received my unemployment, which has only been about half of what I would normally get because I started my own business the year before, going back to work last July. I'm going to finish this. John, I just received my unemployment, which has only been about half of what I would normally get because I started my own business the year before, going back to work last July. I received an extra $600, exclamation point. Now, I'm not sure if it was only $600, pays every 2 weeks because it just kicked in and was for only 1 week, or was it $300 for 2 weeks? Does that make any sense to you, Ruth?
I'm not certain, but the $600 is going to be a weekly payment.
Yeah, right. I mean, if it's straight up $600, that sounds like that's that federal kick-in, right?
Exactly, exactly. Because I think, you know, there is, and I think we may have talked about this initially, you can get more than the $470 if you have a dependent, either a child or a spouse, but you can only have one or the other. So there is, sometimes it is a bit more if you have a dependent or a spouse, but the $600 is an even number. It's the exact number of the $600 stimulus add-on. So my expectation or my guess would be that it's the additional stimulus payment.
It's kind of weird. It would be just that number because you think there'd be some other benefits that would be on in addition to that. They must be right at the line or something like that. Right?
Right. I mean, because what everybody who qualifies for unemployment, they should be getting the whatever they're entitled to under the normal, you know, unemployment process plus $600. So, and in order to get the $600, you have to be eligible to get some amount under the normal unemployment process. So you're right, it should always be something more than $600.
This texter said, John, am I eligible for unemployment if I exhausted my benefits? What's the answer to that, Ruth?
So the answer to that is what Illinois has said is that you are eligible to apply for the additional 13 weeks that the federal government is providing under the stimulus package. You can apply for that, and then you should get the $600 along with that.
All right, Ruth, it's been a busy couple of weeks for you and for us just trying to sort through this. Any things that you've gleaned that you just want to pass along to our listeners before I let you go?
Well, the one thing I would add when I was looking at some things the other day is that if you have some sort of a disability and your physician does not think it's safe, you need some sort of an accommodation, you can request that. And if you can't get the accommodation and your health is at risk because of the coronavirus, then that is another basis to leave your position, even if you don't have coronavirus, a diagnosis. That is another basis where you can apply, and you should be able to get unemployment.
That's an interesting point. And along those lines, if you don't mind, I'll just take one quick call from one of our listeners. Hey, Ron, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Ron. You're on with us right now. Go ahead and ask your question.
So I'm just curious. Now, I heard something before that if you've exhausted the 26 weeks of unemployment, that they're going to extend it. I was just curious if that was still true or if they didn't do that.
Okay, before you go see the car wash.
They are extending unemployment by an additional 13 weeks. And what I've read, I believe it's on the IDES, the Illinois Department of Employment Security website, that if you're still unemployed and you've exhausted your first 26 weeks, you can apply for the additional 13 weeks, and you should be able to get the $600 as well during that 13-week period. Of course, I mean, I always have to say, this is all very fluid because, the IDES and the federal government, they're all sort of, working out the finer points. But my understanding is that you should be able to apply for the 13 weeks now, and that along with the unemployment during the 13 weeks, you should get the $600 as well.
He's in his car wash now, Ruth, so I'm not going to put him on. I know he can hear the answer, but thank you for that. We're out of time, but I so appreciate Ruth Major doing this for us. She's doing it essentially pro bono for you all, and I know a lot of you are calling and contacting her office. She specializes in, obviously, employment law and is the perfect kind of attorney for a business that needs an attorney to help them with these sorts of things. So if you're just a listener with a question or a business with a need, Ruth, give your website one more time for us.
It's major-law.com.
Major-law.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your phone's going to start ringing as soon as I hang up with you. You know that.
Well, I'm glad to help, and I appreciate the chance to answer some of these questions.
I'll call you again then. Thank you, Ruth.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Ruth-major.law, major-law.com.